The Holy Gospel according to St. Mark, the 11th chapter. When they were approaching Jerusalem, at Bethpage and Bethany, near the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two of his disciples and said to them, "Go into the village ahead of you, and immediately as you enter it, you will find there a colt who has never been ridden. Untie it and bring it. And if anyone says to you, 'Why are you doing this?' just say this, 'The Lord needs it,' and we'll send it back here immediately." They went away and found a colt tied near a door outside in the street. And as they were untying it, some of the bystanders did say to them, "What are you doing untying the colt?" They told them what Jesus had said, and they allowed them to take it. And then they brought the colt to Jesus and threw their cloaks on its back, and he sat on it. Many people spread their cloaks on the road, and others spread leafy branches that they had cut in the fields. Then those who went ahead and those who followed were shouting, "Hosanna! Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the coming kingdom of our ancestor David. Hosanna in the highest heaven." Then he entered Jerusalem, and he went into the temple. And when he had looked around at everything, as it was already late, he went back to Bethany with the 12. The Gospel of the Lord. It's good to be with all of you here this morning on this Palm Sunday, on the day that we celebrate Jesus' entrance into Jerusalem, the day that we look towards the cross as we begin Holy Week. And I'm here this morning on behalf of Faith Action Network, an interfaith advocacy organization. And my job as an ELCA intern is to work with congregations like Queen Anne to practice faith publicly through lobbying, through direct action, through public witness and organizing. And I'm here today to talk with you more after the service. So please, let's talk about how you as individuals and you as Queen Anne can exercise your faith in the public sphere. Certainly, we know all too well that there is a need for a prophetic voice and action in these days. Now, I find this day, Palm Sunday, to be a good day to talk about faith in action, because it is on this day that we begin perhaps the most publicly visible and memorable picture of Jesus' ministry here on earth. It's the week that we remember Jesus' witness to the kingdom in the face of empire, his witness to the love of God by entering the very place of death. And it's this week that we walk alongside Jesus through his final days of public ministry together, where we remember the origin of our public symbol of the cross, as we remember Christ crucified and Christ resurrected. Yesterday, I attended Seattle's March for Our Lives downtown, where the streets were flooded with individuals united in solidarity with students to say enough. Enough to gun violence. Enough to the loss of countless lives. Enough to a lack of common sense gun laws. The signs that were carried by children were powerful. Some of them read, "Will I be next?" "Guns aren't school supplies." "Fear has no place in schools." "Protect kids, not guns." And some read, "Save us. Save us." This last one, as it was proclaimed by children and adults united together, it was not lost on me that this day, Palm Sunday, we hear of another group of people uniting together and crying, "Save us. Hosanna. Save us, Lord." This was proclaimed by a crowd who gathered together in longing anticipation for the Messiah that was to come. This Messiah promised to turn broken systems on their heads, to restore relationships. And Hosanna can be heard in two ways. It can be read as praise be, and it can be read as save us. And we know that often our rejoicing and our lamenting are bound up together. Our praise be's are tied together with our save us. Hosanna, save us, God. And yesterday, as I was riding back home on the bus, I was sitting next to a man, and crowds of people were filling the bus. And this man looked at me and asked me if there was a holiday this weekend. No, I said, there's a march today. Actually, I had my collar on and I had forgotten it was Palm Sunday this weekend, which was a major evangelism win for me, I think. I said, yes, it is a holiday. It's Palm Sunday tomorrow. And he said, is that why so many people are downtown today? And as much as my little seminary intern heart wanted to say yes, that is why thousands of people are in downtown Seattle today for Palm Sunday, I said no. I said that the reason for this crowd was because there was a march to end gun violence. But as I thought about it, and as I thought about his question, and I thought about the signs that read, save us, it became more and more difficult for me to separate these two things, the march and Palm Sunday. Because in both, we see people gathered together, calling for that which they deeply long for, rejoicing in the one who brings hope and who brings a promise of something different. It's on this day that we hear Jesus tell his disciples, go ahead of me, find a colt and untie it. And we see Jesus riding towards Jerusalem, towards the place of his death. And we stand alongside the crowds that cry, Hosanna. And as we continue through this week, we will sit with the disciples around the table. We'll weep at the cross. And we'll feel confusion and hope and wonder and joy at the news of an empty tomb. This week we begin today is an experience of Christ's passion. But we're doing ourselves a disservice if we see this week only as a historical walk to and through Jerusalem. Because Holy Week, starting this Palm Sunday, we ask ourselves how these stories break into our lives today. What are our experiences of longing, of Hosanna? What do we long for? What do we yearn for? Do we long for the day when wars will cease, when fractured family relationships will be restored? When all will have a warm and dry place to sleep, when the earth and its resources will be cared for, when the pain and sickness of suffering will no longer take hold of the ones we hold dear, when children can go to school free from fear with the freedom to learn. Friends, this longing, this yearning, it's what drove the crowds of Jerusalem into the streets to see Jesus, and it's what drove people to fill the streets yesterday. And I wonder if it's also what has driven us to this place today. On this Palm Sunday, we gather in hope and trust that the pain and suffering, the evil of sin, they don't have a hold on us. The one who rides in on the colt today, it is in him that our longings are heard. It is in him that this new reality is made visible and tangible and present. It's in this place and in this week in particular that we proclaim together that the one who has come and the one who is coming, this is the one who has saved us. But today, this isn't about just seeing our secured eternal future. but instead it's about celebrating the salvation that has come and been made known to us here and now. Christ's entrance into Jerusalem, it was a public witness to the reversal of God's power. It was and continues to be a testament to God's restorative action in the world. For Christ's entrance, his entrance into the world at Christmas, his entrance into ministry, and now his entrance into Jerusalem, none of it has been in ways that would be traditionally associated with power. But continually, we learn that God's power comes from the margins, from those whom society is a little skeptical of. An unmarried, poor, pregnant woman is who bears God's son. A man from Galilee comes into Jerusalem on a colt. School-age children unite to tell their stories of fear and of hope. And these are the margins from which Jesus comes. And these are where we hear the longings, the hosannas, the cries of God's people. Save us! Hosanna! And as we gather this day, we cry Hosanna and we wave our palms. We do this today, but we remember this each week that we gather. When we gather around this table, we sing Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Each week we proclaim that what we long for, we long together, trusting that the host of this meal is one who brings justice, who brings restoration, and who rules with love. Save us, save us. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Save us, Lord. So today, as we celebrate communion together, we remember that in this meal, we celebrate the Christ who has come, the Christ who promises salvation. In this meal, we proclaim what we long for, and we carry the longings of all of God's children. We come to this table, and we're fed with the very body and blood of Christ. It's in this meal where we're fueled with God's grace, so that we can strive towards God's restored kingdom in this world together. Thanks be to God, and Hosanna.